in terms of the 8 o'clock start,
okay,
what went into your thinking there? Was it like just the work schedule? Was it heat related?
A little bit of everything, Omar. Part of it was weather related. I think it, you know, we want to be able to get out here and practice. And you know, I'm probably jinxing us by saying that we haven't been forced inside really by the weather at all during training camp. The other part is we want to build in. We want to get a lot of work done physically on the field, but we want to find time for the players to rest and get away from the building and the facility and get their feet up if they can. So that was part of it. And I've been around both. I've done both where I've done the ones where you lift and you meet during the day and you practice at night. You know, number one, I think with the weather here, I don't think it's as conducive. I think we got to get used to the weather. And 8 o'clock, you know, today it was one of the hottest days, some of the new technology we have. So it was hot out there. So there's a lot of factors. Huh? Well, there's some new things. We don't even use the heat index. We're above that. We're into something else. But
what are you using?
I don't know. I can't even. I don't know. The trainer, you have to. He'd be the one to talk to. But so it's really get our work done, get acclimated to the heat, give them some time to get away, and then as I told you guys before, what we do is like last night we ended with a walkthrough, which is different from what we've done, which I really like. I don't know what it took me 3 years to figure it out, but. I think the schedule is better than it's ever been. I really like it. But
you definitely won the weather.
We definitely
won practice.
Yeah, some divine intervention, I guess. So.
Joe, how has Dallas Thomas gone from a guy who played only, I think, 3 offensive snaps last year on an offensive line that didn't always distinguish itself, to a guy who's starting ahead of one of your, you know, big free agent pickups in March and Shelley and has taken every first team snap? How has that transformation happened?
Well, he got better. Believe it, you know, you could tell when you watched the tape throughout the course of last year that he was developing and progressing. And obviously, fans didn't get to see that on Sundays, but we got to watch it when we watched the practice tape. We watched one-on-one drills. We saw some development. Then he had a very good off-season program. He was one of the guys that was here voluntarily in February and March, just working with our strength and conditioning guys. And so he's made good progress, solid progress. I mean, again, I don't think anything's locked up. I mean, I think he's gotten a couple reps with the second team, I believe. I mean, we've been moving guys around. So certainly nothing's locked and loaded, but he has performed pretty well. I was at the one-on-ones today, and I thought he did a good job there again. So he's doing a good job.
Is the strength in run blocking or pass blocking at this stage?
You know, he's a good athlete, Barry. You know, he can do both. I mean, we threw him out there a couple times in one-on-ones as a tackle. You know, as you know, he's played some of that, probably more tackle last year than guard. So he's got versatility. He's a good athlete. You know, I think he's got some skill in both areas.
Brady Quinn, what do you see in him, and what are your expectations of him right now?
Well, we want to get him out. The expectation is to get him immersed in the system and acclimated to how we do things from a schematic standpoint as quickly as we possibly can so we can get a good evaluation of him. He came in, he had a very good workout, seems to be a good fit as an individual. All the reports we hear from locker room standpoint, he's an excellent teammate. So really we got to get him caught up to speed football wise so we can give him opportunities to compete and show what he's really capable of doing. So that's really until we can get, you know, do that, we'll have to see. But that's really, he's got a strong arm. He's got good athletic ability. We were impressed with the way he threw the ball yesterday. So I think he has a chance to be a good fit.
Joe, I was surprised to learn that last year he was actually your coach to use defensive linemen for snaps. Was that something that was planned, or just as the year going on, you were more confident going to play more three downs?
Yeah, I think it kind of evolved, Adam, to be honest with you. And I think his probably what happened a little bit is his productivity kind of maybe took off a little bit as well. And so we were comfortable with him being on the field in critical situations. And he was able to play the run. Maybe one of the things initially as we went into it was, well, you know, is he going to be able to hang in there against the run? Is he big enough against the tackle, tight end combination schemes and all that stuff? And he kind of proved that he could do that. And then he proved that he could, you know, get involved pass rush and have a impact there, and he was good dropping off in the zones and the zone fires and those type of things. So I think it kind of evolved. It wasn't like week one we said, hey, he's going to be our guy, but the more we watched, the more we liked.
What's the next step?
No, just consistency and continuing to develop his game and his techniques, and there's always more you can add to your arsenal in terms of pass rush. And then there's still things in the run game from a, you know, technique standpoint, a discipline standpoint that he can improve upon. But the one thing that was clear when we watched the film was the pursuit and the effort that he plays with was really outstanding last year.
Coach, you see the number two quarterback job as a wide open competition?
I mean, everything on the team's, you know, wide open right now. We haven't really settled. We're going to go play a game, you know, in a couple days, and we're going to, you know, take a look at that. I would hope maybe after this week we can settle in a little bit as we head to Dallas. But again, we're going to use this preseason to get the right guys on the field at the right time based on the situation. So, again, I'm not really concerned about who's number two at this particular point.
In terms of Jaleel Brown, I know he had the knee injury last week, but it seems like he's working back his way back, and he actually got reps with the starters today. What have you seen from him as a young cornerback?
Yeah. Well, we got him late last year, so I think he's more confident in what we're doing and what he's doing. So I think he's playing faster and he's showing up around the ball a little bit more. I mean, that's one of the things you want to see with the DBs is when the ball's thrown to them, you know, where are they? How close are they? Can you get their hands on it? You'd love them to pick them off, but, you know, are they competing when the ball's thrown to them? And I think he's done that a little bit better, and I think we've noticed it a little more.
So as far as your nickel defense and who's going to be that fifth slot defensive back, are you anywhere near making a decision there with Rashad being gone?
Not really. I mean, I think, you know, that's one of the things we identified when we met and we watched the film Saturday morning. We talked about, look, our sub package on defense needs some clarification, and both, you know, really all the way around, rushers, the two inside linebackers, we want to, you know, we're going to move some guys around there, get some different combinations in there, different gut looks inside, and conversely, that means different guys will go outside. So I would say we're not really at a position to say this is our nickel package.
Joe, how have you seen Juwan James season?
Well, I like the way, you know, I thought he played overall pretty well his first game. It wasn't crazy about his start initially, but I thought he played himself into the game. And so you like to see a young player, you know, there's going to be a little bit of jitters when you start your first pro football game. Doesn't matter what round you were taken in or where you're playing, you're going to have to get used to the speed of the game. And I thought as the game evolved a little bit, he kind of played into the game some and really displayed. So that's a sign of maturity, so hopefully we can take another step and work through some of those early spots where he's coming out a little bit faster.
All set.
Anybody?
Yeah. Okay. Brent Brackett has seemingly come out of nowhere and started flashing here in training camp and earlier in the Atlanta game. Do you see him managing to stick around for a little while, and how does he fit so far in the tight end competition?
No, I like what he's done. I mean, he's eager, he's learned the scheme pretty well, he's gotten in here, and as you said, you noticed him in the game the other night. And so the more you get noticed, be it on the practice field or in the preseason games, I think that's positive, and, you know, we'll certainly see, but he's done well.
In terms of Deion Jordan, he's a college linebacker. I know you guys have been developing as a defensive end, but with the linebacker issues you've had, why hasn't he been experimented as a linebacker?
Well, we've used him some in some of those sub-packages. But, you know, on first and second down, there's only, you know, kind of X amount of time that you have on the practice field, and you have to decide how you want him to spend his time. And one of the things we wanted him to practice on a continual basis is, you know, pass rush and get off and operating from, sometimes a three-point or sometimes a two-point, but rushing the passer. And so if you're going to rep him and give him an opportunity to compete as a linebacker, you're taking him out of that, you know, element a little bit, and there's practice time, and, you know, you got to kind of put your money where your mouth is. And if you want him to be a pass rusher and a guy that can be utilized in coverage as a linebacker and sub, to me, that's where you got to spend your time.
Thank